That you, Uncle Guido?
Yeah, you betcha, kid. How you doing?
It's all good.
How you doing?
Hey, if I told you, you'd be jealous.
Yeah, I believe that. So what's up?
Man, not much yet. My employees are starting to trickle in right about now.
Trickle? Is that what they do?
Hey, don't laugh. You'd do it too if you drank as much coffee as they do on the way in the way.
Uncle Guido, come on.
Hey, I can't complain too much. They're hard workers.
They are, huh?
Yeah, they may be a rough bunch, but they get the job done.
Oh? And just what job would that be?
A little of this, a little of that.
I see.
Well, let's make this clear from the start. You didn't see nothing.
I didn't see what?
That's right.
At what point did I lose control of this conversation?
At what point did you ever have control of this conversation?
Well, now that you mention it, that's an excellent question.
So anyway, I'm reading here in the paper that 30 former NFL players have pledged to give their brains for research.
Whoa.
The Atlanta Falcons have gone even further, saying they donate their entire respiratory system for research on what causes massive choking.
Yeah, I know, right?
But Colin Kaepernick is way ahead of everyone.
Oh? How's that?
He gave away his brain months ago because he didn't really have any use for it no more.
Yes.
Oh, I almost forgot to tell you.
Huh?
I talked with my old golfing buddy, Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's our president, you know.
So I heard.
He don't call me as much these days, though, because apparently this presidential stuff keeps a guy busy.
So I've heard.
Anyway, he confided to me that he's taking a drug to prevent losing his hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Can you believe he actually wants to keep what's up there?
Well, now.
Oh, hey, Ma, the line's ringing. I gotta go.
Okay.
Break a leg.
Oh, sure.
Have an arm.
Will do.
Or whatever.
Yeah, bye-bye.